Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming up, we're going to talk about all the latest news from Walt Disney World. And since we've changed formats, I have no idea what that's going to be. So you and I will find out together. Coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined this week by my good friends, John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, hoy.
Now, I just want to apologize. Well, first of all, this is episode 1111. For the week of January 19th. I want to get that out there. But I want to apologize to everyone for the late start that we're having today. We had some technical issues. We're going to have a new guest on the show, but we were having some trouble with her connection. And then we were going to have Jackie on the show, and we were having trouble with her connection. So you're stuck with three gays and a ginger. That's what we're going to call this show, the Three Gays and a Ginger Show. So welcome, folks. Hope your week is off to a good start. Just a reminder to everyone, you're watching us on the, if you're watching us on YouTube anyway, the Diz Unplugged channel, do me a favor and go ahead and hit that like button for us. It really, really helps us out a lot with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're watching us on YouTube and you are not subscribed to our channel, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button along with the notification bell so you'll know every time we add a new show or when we go out live. And God knows I've been doing a lot of that lately. So that just helps us out. Also, of course, all of our shows have moved onto different channels. So somewhere in the show notes, in the description under this, there will be a link to all of those channels to help you find them if you're looking for them. And let's see. I think that's all. Craig, is that all I have?
Anything else, you didn't tell me about it.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. That's your job. Your job is to be on top of me. And well, not on top. Yeah, you know.
Whoa.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks. I'm going to tell you, I've had a day. And it's only 1 o'clock or 20 after one. So as I mentioned, you know, we've been doing a new format the last few weeks. You guys seem to be responding to it pretty well, kind of throwing out the format in a way. And what I tell everybody is come up with something you want to talk about and don't tell the rest of us. And let's have a discussion on that. So, I because we're kind of limited in the number of people we have on the show this week, I'm going to pick on Kevin first.
I'm ready.
Kevin, what do you want to talk about this week?
Three of my favorite things have converged in one spot, and I'm really kind of excited about it. I've talked about my addiction to high-priced leather goods. And I'm also a huge fan of Keith Haring, the artist. Keith Haring was popular in the 80s. He was alive in the 80s. And he was famous for his subway art, which eventually became very collectible high art. Keith died in 1990, but his work lives on. And he grew up thinking he was going to be an animator. He was going to work for Disney and instead went to college for fine art and he started out as a street artist. Coach has started a collaboration with the Haring Estate and they have released a whole collection of things related to Mickey Mouse. This is not the first Keith Haring collaboration with Coach. They did one a couple of years ago, which focused more on his iconography of the Radiant Baby and Walking Man and the Angel Wings and things like this. This whole collection is about Mickey Mouse. So you've got Coach, you've got Disney, and you've got Keith Haring. This stuff is available at coach.com. It's also available at the Coach store in Disney Springs. And I brought something that I bought to show you. Might be hard to see, but I'm hoping you can see the
Mickey. That's cool.
And so there's no way you can look at it if you're a fan of Keith Haring and not know that's what it is. The other company that's done a collaboration with the Haring Estate is Kipling. Also has a store in Disney Springs. And they've done stuff. It's a little more casual, a little lower price point, but you can see the little gorilla with all the Keith Haring stuff all over it. And so the two of them, Keith Haring's kind of hot right now. And you can buy both of these at Disney Springs. You can also find everything that they sell online at coach.com or kipling.com. I think it's kiplingusa.com. I apologize. So that's my big thing. Three of my favorite things all converged in one point.
And I got to tell you something. I love that Coach store in Disney Springs. I haven't shopped in Coach in a while. That store, and actually, I get so many compliments on this backpack. We were doing a live stream in Disney Springs. We went into Coach and I saw it. And during the live stream, I was like, no, I'm not buying that. And then after the live stream, I went back and bought it. I get so many compliments on that bag.
I have one almost the same backpack, but instead of Mickey, it has the Keith Haring barking dog. A couple months ago, they did a collaboration with the artist, the 1980s artist, Jean-Michel Basquiat. So Coach does a lot of classic American stuff, which is beautiful. As a matter of fact, they're doing a lot of things with their original designer's work where they're bringing back stuff where they started. But they also do some collaborations and, I'm sorry, Keith Haring, drawing Mickey Mouse for Coach. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Couple things that I wanted to talk about this week. Last week, the world was on fire with the announcement that they were doing away with extra magic hours and Magical Express in 2022. I got some information. This is not from an official source. This is a rumor. But someone informed me that there are unconfirmed reports that minivan drivers are being called back to work for retraining. And that this could possibly be Disney's plan to replace Magical Express. Now, everyone should keep in mind that Disney was charging $150 each way for transfers from Orlando International to the resorts and back, which is an extraordinarily expensive price for that. I don't know what FLTours.com, who's our official sponsor for Town Cars, I'm not sure what they charge for that. And that $150, by the way, was not including the gratuity. So $300 round trip. But I thought the information was interesting that they are they're calling these drivers back. And again, my thought goes to minivans were great. We all love them and I hope they do come back, but I am just absolutely dumbfounded why they wouldn't charge for Magical Express if it was a money loser for them or whatever it was, as opposed to that, look, we don't know that this is what they're going to do. This is all speculation on my part. I don't know. But, you know, and I don't want to make this show about that. We did that last week. But, you know, some people are jumping up and down saying, oh, knock it off. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. In and of itself, right, if we're just talking about Magical Express, you're right. No, maybe not a huge deal. That's not what people are upset about. You know, look, we've all been through, some more than others, a lot of crap in the last year. And we've all had to adjust to an awful lot of change. And I'm right with everybody else. I don't like change. Change is not my friend. A lot of wonderful things come through change, but it's not wonderful when you're going through it. You don't know that until you're on the other side. I'm trying to keep that perspective with this. But I had an experience yesterday. I was over at... I had some DVC points to burn. I forgot to bank them. I was going to lose them at the end of the month if I didn't use them. So I grabbed a studio at Copper Creek for one night. I didn't stay. I let Fiasco and his wife stay. And we went and we grabbed a bite to eat over at Geyser Point, one of my favorite places at Disney World. To go and eat. And Craig, I should have sent this to you so you could put it up, but I will post it. I will post it on my social somewhere. I've eaten it at Geyser Point a number of times. And we've done a number of vlogs there. And I always seem to get the same server. His name is Andrew. Not only does he remember me, right? Now, I haven't been there for a while. But when we first sat down, I'd asked for a cup of coffee. He wasn't our server. He was working in another section. And I'd asked for a cup of coffee, and the server said, actually, right now, we don't have any out here because the quick service, I guess they're where they would get the coffee from and the where you would refill the mugs and stuff is closed. So I was like, all right. And then Andrew noticed us, Fiasco and I, sitting there, and he came over and welcomed us by name, first of all, which was really nice that he remembered. Then he looked at me, he goes, you like to drink coffee, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, would you like me to get you one? I said, well, the server said you guys didn't have any. He's like, I'm going to go get you coffee. And the dude walked over, I think he went to Roaring Forks, and got coffee for Fiasco. When I'm screaming about Magical Express and extra magic hours and prices and things like that, I got to balance it out on the other side with that. With that. It was very poignant for me yesterday when that happened. I'm like, oh, right. This is still here too. This hasn't gone away. As a matter of fact, I think it's gotten better. Something so small. So small. But you know what? Doesn't happen a lot in other places. Does not happen a lot. So, I'm not just saying this for you guys. I'm saying this for me. Balance. Yes, I'm pissed off about some of these changes. And somebody called me out. I'm going to do this in a Q&A, but somebody called me out saying, you know, when Bob Chapek was chairman of Parks and Resorts, I laid everything on him that was going on. And now that he's CEO, and Josh DeMauro, who I'm a big fan of, is chairman of Parks and Resorts, I still blame Chapek. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I got to put this on Josh too. I have to put this on Josh too. I'm not happy with what I'm seeing. I think they're using COVID as cover to make changes they've always wanted to make. I think they're gutting many, many things that make the park special. I'm not going to back off on that. But I was reminded yesterday that there are many things that haven't been gutted, that are uniquely Disney, that I only find when I go to Disney. And I need to remember that too. So I wanted to talk about that, but I'll let somebody else jump in. John, what do you have?
I got a couple things. First of all, I want to just jumping on the back of your Magical Express conversation. We're getting a lot of questions from folks. Is the transportation for Disney Cruise Line going to be going away as well? We've not heard that, but I sincerely doubt it because they charge for that. I have a feeling that's going to be around for a long time. So there'll still be the bus transportation, you know, to the cruise ship and back and airport and all that stuff because they're going to charge for that. All right, the next thing is hot off the presses. I'm actually going to read this because it just happened today. Let's see, where is it? There it is. Disney Cruise Line has announced a new Disney Wonder two-night Seattle sailing on July 5th, 2021. This is in addition to the June 28th, 2021 seven-night Alaska. And that's basically because they had to cancel all longer cruises. So there was a nine-night Alaska cruise that got canceled. So they've kind of pieced together a seven-night and a two-night. This one basically is Vancouver, Seattle, Vancouver, if you're interested in adding it to that seven-night cruise as well. One of the things is if you were booked on the nine-night cruise and it got canceled, you're going to get a 10% discount on this two-night cruise as well as the seven-night cruise. So something to think about, keep in mind if you're looking forward to that nine-night cruise or if you just want to do a two-night.
Well, I think it's telling that they're making announcements like that for June. You know, all the announcements we've been hearing coming out of Cruise Line have been for next year. So I think it says that they expect that they will be operational by June. Otherwise, why would they even be releasing this?
Yeah. My opinion.
Am I crazy?
Now, my opinion is that as much as we don't want to believe this, they really don't know. They're moving ahead on everything as if it's going to go. Like even the whole thing about being out of Vancouver, Canada's not allowing us into Canada. You know, you can't travel into Canada as a U.S. citizen now unless you've got important business. So, you know, this is kind of like we're just going to go forward. We're going to keep pushing forward as if it's going to happen and, I guess, deal with it when it doesn't. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know.
Well, it's, I think part of it, I think I'm just hopeful, right? I think of like a lot of us, especially where cruise line is concerned. I'm dying to get on a cruise. Oh, did my screen?
Yeah, you froze for us.
Craig, did I just freeze?
Yeah, you froze for a second. We still hear you.
Okay. So I like I said, I'm dying to get on a cruise, but I'm anxious for them to announce something. I want them to announce like, hey, this is what we're doing with the ships, or, you know, I realize they can't announce a date they're going back into operation, but, you know, throw us a bone here. That's my only frustration with Cruise Line right now is throw us a bone. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing to make the ships, to retrofit these ships for social distancing. Tell us, you know, what you envision the experience will be like, or what you're working to make the experience like when cruising does resume. Or are you just not going to resume cruising until, you know, COVID is a thing in the past? That's what I just want them to announce something. But so. Okay. All right, Craig, what do you have to
say?
Sorry, John.
I had a whole bunch. So here's my other thing. Oh, boy, my picture's bad, too. All right, big announcement last week. Adventures by Disney has announced some 2022 departure dates. These can actually be booked beginning this week. If you are today, if you're an Adventures by Disney insider, meaning that you have at least one previous completed trip, you can book today. If not, tomorrow is Disney Vacation Club members, Disney Cruise Line Platinum Gold.
Wait, today and tomorrow are insiders.
You're right.
Thursday today, is DVC, Golden Oak.
This is my thing.
Okay, well,
you talk about right. Bad.
Do it right.
All right. Today and tomorrow, Adventure Insiders. If you have at least one completed trip, you can book one of these new adventures that have been announced. January 21st, Disney Vacation Club, Disney Cruise Line Platinum and Gold Castaway Club members, Club 33 members and Golden Oak residents can book. And on January 22nd, the general public can book. What they've announced is 2022 river cruises. Not a lot has changed, not a big deal. They've got the Danube, the Rhine, and the Seine. These all have a $500 early booking discount per person. It's not available on every stateroom category, and it's very limited, and you have to book by April 11th, 2021 to get the early booking discount. However, these are very limited, and they will go very fast. What I do want to point out for these is, with this release, as of right now, the special sailings that they do are at the tier zero price, the cheapest price, as well as have an early booking discount. So this is the best you're going to get on these really popular cruises. For example, there's two Oktoberfest cruises on the Danube, September 18th and September 25th. These are adult-only sailings, super popular Oktoberfest. Christmas Markets cruise on the Danube, December 23rd, 2022. Again, never been on a Christmas Markets cruise. You have to do it. They're spectacular. But again, I'm really, really excited about the fact that they're opening up these special cruises at the lowest tier pricing with an early booking discount. The Rhine has two food and wine sailings. Again, super popular. September 22nd and October 13th of 2022. Again, these are adult-only sailings. And for the Seine, we have got something new. The National Geographic Photography sailings, June 9th, June 23rd, and July 14th. I don't know what's going to happen. I only assume he's going to take pictures of you walking through nature, looking at things in nature. But, you know, this excites people, so I'm happy for them. The big, big news, the thing that has everybody abuzz, is that there's something new that's been released, and they're calling these expedition cruises. There are two different itineraries. One is Antarctica and Patagonia. The other is the Galapagos Islands. The biggie, the one everyone seems excited about, is Antarctica and Patagonia. This goes to Buenos Aires, some places I can't pronounce, Drake Passage, and Antarctic Peninsula. Only two sailings are available for the Antarctica Expedition Cruise, December 20th through December 31st of 2021, so end of this year, January 30th January 30th through February 10th of 2022. There's no early booking discounts on these. I want to let folks know these are very, very expensive. The starting price for the December trip is $12,769 per person based on double occupancy, and that is the cheapest stateroom. And those are going to go fast. The more expensive staterooms, you're looking at about $50,000 for two people. So this is an expensive cruise. Again, no early booking discounts on these. They are offering pre-cruise stays in Buenos Aires. They're calling them Buenos Aires Escapes, December 18th and January 28th. And these are $1,949 per adult double occupancy. And again, nice little something really cool to do if that's what you're interested in. Just to talk about the Antarctica ones really quick, This is very few ports of call. This is a lot of sailing. This is getting out of the bigger boat, getting in the little boat, and pointing at stuff. If this is what you're into, it's very cool, but I think it's important to note, Kevin's going to talk a little bit about this too, these are not handicapped accessible. They are strenuous cruises. There's a lot involved in them. So while I think it's fun, like the first thing I thought was, oh my God, that sounds like so much fun, it's kind of not your regular cruise experience. So you got to keep that in mind. Galapagos Islands Expedition Cruises. This is Central and South America. Adults starting at $6,279 per person, double occupancy. There is a December 2022 sailing that is much, much more money. These do have an early booking discount on them. And again, book by April 11th, 2021 to get those. And Kevin, you had information. There's different terms and conditions of booking these. They're not the
regular. First of all, I need to let people know that the Buenos Aires short escape is already on wait list. That sold out this morning. These voyages, the Antarctic and Galapagos, they have different terms and conditions than regular ABDs. First of all, ABD right now is allowing you to book your reservation for any other adventure and have cancellation up until 90 days prior to departure. The two new adventure voyages, you have 14 days where your deposit is refundable. After 14 days, it is not refundable. The other thing that Adventures by Disney does, it allows a sort of grace period that any guest can move their reservation to a new date. ABD allows guests to do that once. With these two voyages, you have up until March 31st. After March 31st, you cannot move your date. The deposit is 15% instead of 10. And they're not offering the insurance that they normally use. They're using an outside company for insurance for these two voyages. And if you're going to Antarctica, or if you want to use a third-party insurance vendor, they're suggesting that you have a minimum of $100,000 of emergency evacuation coverage per person, because you are really remote. On the Antarctic one, they're offering a kayaking adventure. It's $420 per person. And if you want to add it to your cruise, you have to pay for it at the time you book it. If you get on the ship and still want to go and there's still room, you can book it on the ship. So there's a lot of different policies regarding these sailings. So that's it. I also want to talk about ABD. Now, ABD has canceled all Backstage Magic Southern California trips through June 30th. There is no Disneyland trips through June 30th. So,
well, that kind of makes sense. You know,
from what I understand, they're not even worried about Disneyland being open, but they are worried about things like there's a lot of bus transportation. And a lot of times when you're in the same room, and what someone said to me is Imagineering and the Disney studios are very, very limited right now. So they're afraid that they would not allow people, outside people, into the studios or Imagineering. And that's kind of what everybody goes for.
Yeah, exactly.
These new sailings, we can keep trying. The more expensive rooms, I'm sure, will be available. The lower priced rooms on both of these sailings are very, very popular.
I think it's important to point out that these are ships that Disney's partnering with other companies, and these are purpose-built ships for these specific kinds of sailings. So, you know, it's all about being outside and being, you know, being one with nature and connecting with nature. So, you know, I think you're going to be okay in a cheaper stateroom, but I think you really got to consider, is this for you? Is this the type of trip that would really be for you?
Well, I think in general right now, I think the big challenge that ABD has is, you know, the amount of money that these trips cost, coupled with the uncertainty of the current environment. And I think, you know, once where people are able to travel more regularly, more easily, when we're a little bit past where we're at now, I think that pent up demand is really gonna show up for stuff like this. But all right, well, I do want to move on. I'm sorry, Kevin, you had something?
I just think one of the things is this is kind of like a bucket list for people who think this allows them to then say they got every continent.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Craig, what do you have?
Oh, man, what do I have? I'm going to do a kind of a roundup of some of the talk and chatter that's been happening over the past week. And so I think the biggest one was on Saturday. Gideon's had its official opening at Disney Springs. Of course, you can go to youtube.com/Disney Dining and look at the review that Denny and I did from it. It is really incredible. And I highly recommend getting Gideon's cookies the next time you are in Orlando. I still stand by the fact that they're incredible. A lot of people are saying they're overrated. I'm going to be the first to tell you they're absolutely wrong. Don't believe
them. You also put a review up on that channel that Pizza Rizzo was good. So,
not half bad.
So, you know,
I'm trying to be objective with everything I'm
embracing the fact that your judgment with production and video is so much better than apparently your judgment when it comes to pizza.
Now, I'm trying to be balanced with everything I do right now and give everything a chance. So just like I would hope everyone gives me a chance in life, even though most people don't. But yeah, Gideon's, if you weren't paying attention to social media, it had an 11-hour wait on opening day for the cookies. And meanwhile, you could probably go over to the location just north of Orlando and wait. Pretty much not at all, but I'm not even positive on that. But it's now open. They will use the mobile comeback time if the line's way too long. So they will have that as an option. But get to Gideon's. Sorry, I screwed up there at the end. Was saying it. One thing that caught me by surprise is that Denny threw up a random article about the La Gelateria that is coming to the Italy pavilion, because apparently I don't know if she was talking to someone or where it came about, but that's going to be looking at like it's going to be opening sometime at the end of February, which I'm actually excited about. I don't ever get gelato at Epcot or at the Italy Pavilion, but if they're going to increase the amount of flavors they have, I am all for that. So I love getting ice cream in the France Pavilion, but I would like to be able to throw Italy in the mix too. So that's exciting news. I can't think there was one other small thing I was going to mention just in all these little random updates and such. But the last main thing that I wanted to mention, the big news this morning, not Disney parks related necessarily, but we all know that Disney's putting most of their focus on Disney Plus, which that's a smart thing because it's pretty much the main thing that is working better than everything else right now. And that's that all 5 seasons of The Muppet Show will be added to Disney Plus. And if you can't tell from the Muppet toys behind me that I am a huge fan of the Muppets, so I know I will be very excited to tune in when that's on Disney Plus. But yeah, that's the things I've been most excited about this week here.
Well, and
people are
it's
waiting
not
11
hard.
Hours for cookies.
Oh, these cookies are the bee's knees. The cookies are the bee's knees of cookies. Like these things are. Nearly a half a pound.
What decade am I in? That we're talking about 11 hours for cookies and Craig is saying bee's knees. Like, am I time warped back to the 50s? I don't know.
I mean, we can start talking about WandaVision now, too. So WandaVision, you'll transport yourself back to the 1950s. I'm going to get all the plugs in now.
Okay.
These could be the very best cookies on Earth.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is actually a question for Kevin, who's in the next room. Kevin, is the gelato guy Webmaster Kathy's friend? Didn't she tell us that story?
I think so. Yeah, she knows the guy who makes gelato.
And he came to Walt Disney World to teach him how to make gelato. So
right.
We have an in.
No?
Great story. You should tell that at dinner parties.
We have an in. I ain't waiting 11.
All right. A couple more things. Guys, a couple more things I want to get to before we wrap up that are on my list here. First, hearing some reports, not confirmed yet, that the Contemporary Tower will be closed for refurbishments this summer, which it's time. It's time. So wanted to throw that out there. But I really want to talk about something that happened yesterday. It started getting picked up by certain blogs and media outlets that Disney World was not going to be selling new annual passes, that it was only going to be renewing existing ones. And this came from the Associated Press. Okay, so I understand why a lot of people picked this up, that this came from the Associated Press. And I'm looking at this article, and I'm going back and forth with Jackie Gailey, who I was hoping was going to be on today, but she was having some technical difficulties, saying, Jackie, are we missing something here? Didn't they announce this in, like, July? This has been the policy all along, that you, if you have an annual pass, you can renew it, but they're not selling any new ones. And the AP had this breathless story, like it was brand new. And some people were speculating this means that the annual pass holder program here is going to go away. Of course, they announced last week that the Disneyland annual pass program was being discontinued and would be reintroduced and reimagined at a later date. And if you want more information on that, I did a live stream the night that broke with Mary Jo Willey and Nancy Johnson, two of our California correspondents. I did a live stream with them talking about that last week. So there's here on the Diz Unplugged. And we're not sure what happened. Like, did the AP get confused or what? But it was like, I don't know. Like, we started seeing it all over the place. And like, okay, folks, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. This has been the case since July. I was just surprised that the Associated Press got it wrong.
Well,
got it that wrong.
Yeah. This is something you learn when you go to school for journalism. Immediately, the debate over, do you wait to post anything until you triple check to make sure that the story is complete, correct, and accurate, which, I mean, yeah, that's true that it technically was correct and that you could not buy new annual passes unless you're in a special circumstance. Or do you post right away to try to be the first with news? And the Associated Press put out the thing that they did, but then it's a shame on every other place that just picked it up and ran with it. And, you know, I know a lot of people didn't, but it was enough to start confusing some people to think that it was absolutely new. So it's at the very least, you know, whether it's anything that we publish, anyone else publishes, you know, also, like, just pay attention to the news from lots of sides. It's very helpful when in situations like this.
And especially because, and we've fallen into this trap. I'm not throwing shade here. That, you know, it's a very juicy story, right? And, you know, we all live and die on traffic. So, and I get it. I understand it. But that's why Jackie, like, cause I bought into it as soon as I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, there's something new. Like, they're going to cancel the annual pass program here, which they may do. I don't think they will, but it's not out of the question. If they do, they're going to bring it back. They're going to do what they're going to do in California, which is they're getting rid of it, the current program. And again, using COVID as cover to do things they've always wanted to do and could never get away with. They're going to reintroduce a new program that I'm sure is going to not be in the favor of the annual pass holders. The thing they forget is that for as loud as we can get out here on this coast, you don't want to mess with the Disneyland people. They don't mess around. They don't mess around. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens there. And does any of that translate over here? I don't think they will. But then again, who knows? You know, we'll see. But because I get asked that all the time, are they going to do away with annual passes at Walt Disney World? No, they're not going to do away with them. They can't do away with them. But I mean, I guess they could, but I think that would be stupid. What they might do is take away the passes that exist now and roll out a whole new program. I would say it's 50-50 that's going to happen. That I could see before they would actually just get rid of annual passes altogether. But I know more and more people are like, you know, especially, you know, with the moving to Orlando folks, the folks who are moving to Orlando for the first time and now want to get an annual pass and they can't. It's really challenging. So we'll see. But I thought that was interesting. I wanted to at least mention it. So anything else before we wrap up?
Can I tell our experience with annual passes?
Sure.
Kevin and I went to Epcot for the Festival of the Arts, and we wanted to take care of something. We actually went through the front gate, and Kevin showed his annual pass, and the woman at the front gate said, "I'm sorry, this had expired." We didn't realize his pass had expired. So when we got in to Epcot, we went to guest services, and turns out my pass was still good for about a week, but his had expired about a month ago. And what the cast member said to us was, he can renew back to his original date, but he couldn't buy a new one. So, right. You know, one of the things to talk about is, are they going to take it away from the current program away? As long as they're letting people renew back, even if it's expired, I don't think they're taking it away. I just think they're not writing any new ones. So,
yeah, I mean, it's very possible that, you know, well, I mean, look what they did in California. You know, they're going to give refunds to everybody and then they're going to roll out a new program. I mean, I think that would be insane for them to do, but they're going to do something. I don't think one day annual passes are just going to be back available. I hope I'm wrong. But my gut, based on what I'm seeing, you know, COVID is cover. I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to do something here with the annual passes. I don't think it's just going to be, okay, folks, you know what? We're back to selling APs. I don't see that happening. I want to believe the best, but no, that's not what's going to happen. So, all right. I think that is going to do it for our show for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, folks. Stay out of the damn lake.